Believe it or not, I have a problem. Please help me, Jake and Amir. I had sex with Rat Brock and someone filmed me. If I were you,
sure.
This is so not hashtag Joe.
Thoughts?
They're Australian. They showed their hand at the last second when they said, sure.
Do you know what that's a parody of?
No.
There's a song called, I believe, I don't know what it's called, but it's Believe It or Not, I'm Walking on Air. I never thought I would be so free.
I kind of know that song.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Okay. Where could
I? No more
of
it. I get it.
And then in Seinfeld, George wanted to have a catchy answering machine.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home,
so leave a message at the beep.
So I don't know that song. I just know the Seinfeld one.
Yeah, you know, you only know the pop culture reference.
Wow.
So it's like, it's basically like...
Are they Australian?
Do you want me to look it up? I don't know if they said it.
Forget it.
We recorded this. Oh my God, yeah. Please come to Australia soon.
Bitch.
Nailed it.
Hey.
We haven't announced it yet, but we are coming to Australia soon. More info on that as it develops.
That's the oh my God, the most deflating way to make that announcement.
Well, it already came
out
Australia.
A little bit. Okay. We are coming.
There's no detail. There's no concrete details yet.
We're coming to Australia.
God damn it.
Woo.
As soon as all the info's out, we'll be very, very vocal about it, almost annoyingly so.
Yes.
But for now, we can't really say anything.
Because we don't know.
We don't know exactly yet. Details are being finalized. Here's a weird... Well, actually, what was the joke you told me right before we...
Oh.
We started
rolling.
Well,
not so much a joke, it's just... It's an interesting story that I read.
Oh.
There was this... There's this fraternity in the South, you know, with Greek life is very big down there. And there was a pledge who really wanted into this frat, you know, didn't mind the hazing, wanted the brotherhood. His name was Todd Schneider.
Oh.
I guess it's not really important, but as they were debating, you know, what brothers to let in.
Yeah.
This one brother, I guess his name was Chad.
Okay.
He stood in front of his chapter and he said, "What if Todd was one of us?" God, that really made me laugh.
If Todd had a name, what would it look like? Again, and would you want Todd?
To his face? Yeah. What if Todd was one of us? Just a bro like one of us. You could still say slob like one of us. That would still work.
Did you like Weird Al, or is that not your thing growing up?
Oh, shit. Is that a Weird Al?
No. But like, is it in Todd? General, in general, that's what he did. But like, I don't remember you saying you liked Weird Al.
Yeah, I mean, I think I liked him, just like all of our comedy stuff. It's like, I liked it, and you were obsessed with it.
You were just okay,
like,
with it.
The Simpsons, I thought it was funny, and I thought it was really good, and I watched it. But then you, like...
Did I like it more, or do I just say that I liked it more?
Well, I couldn't do the Simpsons and Weird Al references that you... Like, I don't think it was such a big part of my life.
Did you have something that you were obsessed with?
I guess not. I had the Weird Al CDs. I really liked Gangster in Paradise. I like had that tape, and I thought it was great.
You mean Amish Paradise?
Sorry, yeah.
All right. You know what? Forget it. You just showed your hand.
I was obsessed with Adam Sandler,
like Little Nicky.
I did really. Up until Little Nicky, I think that was the last movie that I saw that I didn't like.
Including Little Nicky?
I liked Little Nicky. I was excited by Little Nicky.
And when you saw it, you thought it was great.
I wasn't like, this is his best ever. I was like, this isn't my favorite, but it was still an Adam Sandler movie, so it was still dope.
That's like a 13-year-old movie critic.
Yeah.
It wasn't his best ever. This is his third movie ever. It actually harkened back to Happy Gilmore days, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think it was like I was obsessed with Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Which one did you like more of those two?
Billy Madison.
Classic. That says it all, doesn't it?
I guess so.
This is If I Were You, the only Vice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Todd.
I'm Todd now.
What if I was one of you?
It's actually pretty convenient that the opening theme song... Oh, did we say it was from? No.
No.
Becky and Ben.
Was. Sorry, go ahead.
Becky and Ben, thank you for that.
Thanks, Becky. Thanks, Ben.
And if you have your own theme song, you can send it over to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. I was saying it's very convenient that it's a Seinfeld parody because all of the questions that I rounded up today sound like sitcom plots.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they're not like the traditional relationship questions we've been answering, but it actually, we can really get into what you would do if you were in that situation.
Great.
So let's start with the first one called Hair Shorts, which is sort of the name of that episode. Can we get a guy's name?
George.
George writes, "Hey guys, love the show. I'm a 20-year-old guy from England. A few weeks ago, I went on a pub crawl with a society at uni. When I found out it was a James Bond and Bond girls theme, I had the idea that I should go as a Bond girl. My girlfriend and I thought it would be funny, so we went out shopping and got me an outfit that went to mid-thigh. After this, I found out that she wanted to shave my legs for the full effect. I thought, hell, in for a penny, in for a pound, and let her shave my legs, but got her to only shave where it could be seen, so past the bottom of the dress, but not above the hem of the dress. For a while, I had silky smooth legs and what looked like shorts made out of hair on my thighs. Now the bottom has started to grow in, but it's super fine, and it looks weird in comparison to the hair up top. I'm worried that it won't grow in the same as the rest of the hair shorts. So what should I do? Should I shave my whole leg so that it grows back all the same? Or should I just wait and let it grow in on its own? Thank you. Love, George."
You should have never been in for a penny and for a pound.
You only go in for a penny and not the pound.
You're already wearing the dress. You didn't have to shave your legs. And then if you're really in for the pound, shave the entire leg.
Yeah, he basically shaved up until his thigh. So he had hairy thighs and smooth calves.
And the sitcom situation is then like the person's going to get laid after a really long dry spell, but they're embarrassed about their hairy
legs. So then they shave their whole legs, and then it's like, wait, why do you have to shave the whole legs? What would you do? Have you ever shaved your legs?
Yeah, you know, when I was in seventh grade, I think I shaved my legs in the winter because I wanted my legs to be hairier. And I wanted my armpits to be hairier, so I shaved my legs and my armpits because I had heard that it grows back thicker.
Oh, interesting. How'd that work out?
Just kidding. I was an Olympic swimmer, so we had to do it.
You still shaved your legs in this lie.
You don't want any drag.
So this guy shaved only below the knee.
Right. Have you ever shaved your legs?
Never.
I do think... Like, it's going to grow back. It's just going to take some time. There's no need to reshave everything because you're just going to keep on shaving.
Right.
Because you don't like the way it's just going to look weird growing in for a little bit. But you might as well do it now because it's cold out. Wear pants. Get it over
with. So what would you do if you were him?
Aside from not shaving in the first place and not having a girlfriend who makes me shave my legs.
Yeah, for a costume. What an extreme way to go to a costume.
Yeah, you should,
changing your actual body is like the last level of costume.
Right.
Like getting a haircut or getting a mustache or growing a beard.
You always do that. You just get so... You go too far. It's like, all right, it'd be funny if I wore a dress. And then it turns not funny when you have to shave your legs.
Unless I just imagine people who love costumes being like, no, that's the way to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah, people who love costumes are weird to me.
Those people are weird, or that attribute for them is weird?
Those people in general are weird. No, I think I just don't understand that like rigidity when it comes to like, no, we have to go all out. Yeah. It's got to be a real goatee.
Yeah.
It's got to be, you really have to shave. You're not a Bond girl unless you shave your legs. Like, because then you're not a Bond girl because you have a penis. You have to, let's slice it off.
I really think we should slice your dick off.
Really? Come on. You have to take estrogen pills. Right? We're not going to do the Bond girl this year because you can't pull it off.
I'm afraid that if you start going through the hormone treatment, it won't actually kick in until after the society's pub crawl.
Four pub crawls from now, you'll have grown out your hair, taken the estrogen, got your penis tucked into your body to be a vagina.
Just so he can play the character of Femme Bond.
Yeah, so at that point he could like audition for a Bond girl.
He's going further than actual actors do. Like when they're you hear about like gaining 60 pounds for a role.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he's doing.
But
his role is drunk guy dressed as a woman on a pub crawl.
Yeah, it's like such a... like. It's a joke that's lasts for 5 seconds when you meet somebody like, ha, all right, cool. Now you have to wander around in a dress all day.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yo, you're weirding everybody out.
Yeah, you should have saved those 99 pence. But shit, it was 99 pence. So what would you do? You would, at this point, you're
at
in
this point, I would just not shave. You've already made the mistake by shaving. No more shaving. Just let it grow back in.
Let it grow. Do two wrongs don't make a right, you're saying?
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't shave at all either. I think this guy thinks that his hair looks more different than it is. Like, can people actually tell that he has fine hair up until his knee and then thicker hair above the knee?
Well, maybe it's just growing in. It's growing in slowly. It's growing in light. It's growing in stubbly. Like, it's not going to grow back and be the exact same hair that you had before.
Why not? Shouldn't that be the case?
I think, I don't know.
I mean, when you shaved your hair, it didn't grow back thicker.
It didn't grow back thicker.
Right.
No. But, like, I don't think it... I think it takes a lot of time for it to just be the way it was.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you're painting a house, and you paint half the house, and then you decide to, change the house.
Right.
He thinks you have to then paint everything white, and then paint everything again. And we're just saying, just chill out for a bit, and the color will change.
Right. Well, if it's a painting out, you do need the primer, so you'd have to prime the whole house.
Oh, shit.
So, but shaving-wise,
yeah,
paint your entire leg white.
Then shave your house.
I really... Done. Moving on.
Yeah, I also wouldn't shave again. Just wait. Waiting is the best way. And now you already have hair.
Right.
The thought of me having slick hair or no hair in my legs seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm a homophobe?
Yes.
All right. What if I also think gays shouldn't get married?
Oh, you're fine.
That's okay.
Cancels out.
What are you saying? You're holding your leg. You're seeing how hairy it is?
Yeah. My leg isn't very hairy, so.
It's pretty hairy.
Thanks.
A loser. You still think that's cool. All right. Another sitcomian event question. Do you have another guy's name?
Kramer.
Cosmo?
Cosmo.
Howdy. So the neighbor... this is a funny way to start it. Howdy. So the neighbor bitches hit my car last night. Woke up this morning to find parts of my back bumper scattered on the ground, and one of their cars was missing paint from its front bumper. Putting two and two together, I walked up to their door like some kind of hero or whatever and asked them if they knew what happened. Unsurprisingly, they said they hadn't been home the night before. Here's the thing. We live in a side-by-side duplex, so our houses share a wall. Shortly after I talked to them, I could hear them clearly talking about how, in fact, they did hit my car and didn't know what to do. They decided that their best option was to take their car to the car wash and get any of my car's paint off of it, and then continue to deny that they knew what had happened. Damage to my car is mainly cosmetic, but would take about $1,000 to repair and prevent future damage. What should I do? My instinct would be to burn their house down, but as we share a house, that seems like a bad option. Love, Kramer. Just catching someone in a clear lie, and then going back to your house, and then hearing through the walls, like, shit.
He heard us. He heard us about how we're lying.
I walked up to them like some kind of hero, and asked them if they knew what happened. So passive.
So,
Superman flies into the middle of a bank robbery and is like, is everything chill here?
Did anybody see what happened?
Did anyone see? Okay.
I'm not going to point fingers here, jokester, but you are holding two bags of cash with a dollar sign on the outside.
And the bank teller has a throat slit and you're holding a bloody knife.
Nope, I didn't do it.
Okay.
And then Superman starts to leave, and they're like, oh, that was close. Okay, so I did hear that. I did hear the part where you said that was close.
We didn't say anything.
Okay, God damn it.
I think if it's me, well, it's not very sitcom-y of what I do, but I'd call the police.
So you would just straight up say, would you even give them a chance? Or would you be like, these girls lied to me, and now I think the cops have to come. Wouldn't they just lie to the police?
Well, they committed a crime. So I would call the police.
You know what I would do? Right after I walk up to their house, I knock on the door, and I said, did you guys see what happened? And they're like, no, we don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. I'm like, okay, so you don't confess to it. And they're like, no, I don't know what happened. And then I know that their plan is to go get a car wash, so I power walk up to their car, and I lay down behind their back wheel so that my forehead is flush with the ground in their wheel, and I refuse to move. And so then they can't move the car without killing me.
Their back so wheel?
Yeah, their back wheel.
Like so, it,
they can't back out of the garage or the
car. They'll just drive forward over the lawn.
It's a really funny image. I lay down in the back wheel.
You're going to have to run me
good
over.
Good luck, if losers. You want... The exhaust.
Exhaust in your eye. They knock over your mailbox on the way out.
Bitches and cream.
I would be calling them the neighbor bitches too if they did that.
Like, it's also funny to imagine Superman doing that, laying down next to a guy's car and his face flush against the back tires, urging him to kill him.
You could just lie in between the two tires. Then they definitely need to figure something else out
because they couldn't back up
or go forward.
Yeah, you take a pillow and you start lying underneath their car. Yeah,
that's. But I guess, like, initially, if you saw that the paint was off their car and, like, their front bumper and your back bumper, you should have been like, so you guys hit my car, what do you guys want to do? And,
yeah.
Like, you gave them some kind of weird out to be like, did you see what happened? And yeah. Then they're like, no. So now that you caught or, like, overheard them, go back and say, well, now I overheard you guys talking about it, so I know you did it.
No, that wasn't us.
And then, if they still refuse to do anything, then I would call the police because a crime happened. It's illegal what they did.
Is it illegal?
Yes.
It's illegal to hit someone?
No, it's illegal to hit someone and run.
They didn't run.
They're denying it's illegal to do that, too.
Is it?
It's a run. That's a run.
I could see John Wolfe taking this case and debating it until it's too costly to actually take him
didn't
to court.
Hit anyone. Did anyone see it? No.
It's his word against mine. So what would you do? You would call the police. You hear them talking and then you say...
I'd confront them one more time and say, I heard you guys... Do you want to deal with this through our insurance?
I gave you the benefit of the doubt twice now.
Right. And then if they again try to avoid the issue, then I call the police because it's a crime. It's illegal. What they've done is breaking the law.
Yeah, I guess I would do that. You don't call the cops. You threaten to call the cops first, and then they start freaking out. But what an annoying thing to have to do on your neighbor. You'll just always see them.
Yeah.
But I guess you didn't do anything wrong.
No, like what the neighbor bitch is like, oh, fucking assholes, call the cops on us for hitting his car and denying it, piece of shit.
I like it's like,
oh, there goes that fucking loser
who
called the cops when we hit his car and told them we didn't.
What dummies that they are that they did that and then just parked their car. It's like, whew, that was close. The bumper clearly dangling off. Their car is right. Really fucked
it's
up.
Dumb. And also, what awful humans to be like, they hit a car. And they're just not going to deal with it.
The very rare hit and stay. You never see that anymore.
A hit and stay. They always return to the scene of the crime, especially if they live there.
They always live at the scene of the crime. All right, so threaten to call the police and then actually do it.
Yeah. Snitch.
I ain't
your
got
neighbor's
no problem.
A bitch, but you was a snitch.
Snitches and Bitches is the name of that sitcom.
Snitches and Cream.
Okay, here's another good one. Another dude's name.
Jerry.
Jerome. writes, "Hey guys, so I'm 17 years old and I live with my older brother and dad. I tend to watch porn on the reg at least once a day, and I use the family computer, but I'm extremely careful not to leave a trace. Out of curiosity, I lately checked if there was any porn on the family computer, and lo and behold, there was. I checked in on it, and I found that it wasn't me who'd first gone it. Therefore, it's either my dad's or my brother's. Here's where it gets sticky. My brother is the type of person to check the browser history and leave the porn there to try to catch me out. Therefore, if it's my dad's and I delete it, he might think I was covering up my tracks. And if it's my dad's and I don't delete it, my brother might find it and assume it's mine and I'm just getting sloppy seconds. If it is my brother's porn, my dad might find it and assume it's me. More porn keeps appearing every week and time is running out. Please help." This is like an M.C. Escher logic problem. I don't know what the fuck is happening. It's a triangle.
I'm running out of time.
At a certain point.
Reached the event horizon.
Critical mass. What do I do? This triangle keeps looping in on itself. So if he deletes it, can you understand the logic there? If he deletes it, the brother will think that he deleted his own porn when it was actually his dad's. If he doesn't delete it, then the dad might find it.
Oh, the brother's already seen it and is like, what? If he deletes it, the brother will assume that that porn all along was his porn.
This is a riddle. If it's my dad's and I delete it, he might think I was covering up my tracks. And if it's my dad's and I don't delete it, my brother might find it and assume it's mine and I'm just getting sloppy. If it is my brother's porn, my dad might find it and assume it's mine.
Just delete it. Is there any,
doesn't
is there
it sound
any
like a
version
riddle
of that where it's good to leave it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, it's like there's pros and cons to each. This is like the farmer that had to like move three animals across the river.
Like the fox, the chicken, and the flower.
Yeah,
or
you
something.
Can't leave the fox with the chicken, right? Because then the fox will eat the chicken. And then you can't leave the chicken with the flower. You take two and leave one,
yeah.
Then come back. Okay, so this is what you do. You buy a new computer, leave the porn, then you take the old computer back across the river.
You can ride with the computer.
I think it's so funny because everybody, what is the, if you zoom out for a bit and figure out there is no secret, everybody's looking at porn.
Right. So you live like, in a house with three dudes. It's just, it should all just be fine.
Right. So at this point, I would say, don't do anything. You can't get in trouble if you don't do anything. Also, it's okay if somebody thinks you look at porn because you are looking at porn. So it's not like he's catching you doing something you're not doing.
Yeah, I guess I would just not really want to look at the type of porn my dad and brother were looking at. So maybe I would start using a different browser.
Yeah, it made it sound like they were downloading it.
Like, well, maybe they're just on Firefox and they're not clearing the history. So, like, I would get Chrome.
This is a Chrome ad.
I would just get a different browser. Use that. Avoid the entire scenario.
What about your phone? You think, are there people out there still without internet on their phone?
Yeah, but, like, you don't want to look at porn on your phone.
You never
do, but you don't want to,
like... isn't that better than a family computer? It's like your own private little station.
Yeah, but it's so, like, takes a long time to load. It's hard to... find,
so you're like an old school, old generation guy. You're like, oh, I can't look at porn on my phone. In the future, everyone's going to be looking at porn on their phone.
I guess that's definitely possible. But
it's like how our dads like to read newspapers and not online.
Right, but I like the idea of sitting down, opening up 55 tabs of porn. And like, I don't think that'll ever get old.
When you multi-tab, are they all going on at the same time?
No, not
are you
always.
Like a DJ going back? Like now you're like a producer in like
war
room.
I would never just like let 10 different things stream at the
right.
same time.
You're going back and forth, like creating your own little narrative, a little choose your own porn venture.
Yes, which is porn that's very fun, by the way. There is choose your own adventure porn.
Oh, really?
You never heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's dope.
Do you think you'd be a good porn director?
Yes. I'd be incredible.
What would you do like differently than what, or you would just do what you've seen that you like, or is there something that people aren't doing?
Yeah, I would do what I've seen that I've liked, but also I would have a really specific genre of porn
and a vision.
Right.
So Have you thought about this before?
Yeah, has the fetish that I would want to get into?
No, no, no. Have you thought about directing porn?
Yes.
And what's the thing? What's your goal? What's your dream? What's your avatar?
I would launch a website.
Oh, you're not even talking about directing porn. You're just talking about building a website in addition.
Oh no,
to that.
Like this would be like my genre. This would be my website. It'd be like a Tumblr that was updated once a week with a different video of this theme.
Oh, gotcha. That you directed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The theme is we shouldn't be doing this. I really like we shouldn't be doing this porn.
Is that a thing already?
I don't think so. I mean, sometimes it is a little bit like you're...
I wish you weren't touching your dick in my bed as you're talking
about it.
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting so rock. Oh, I'm coming. There's like stepbrother and stepsister type porn, or like, you know, that... Or yeah, the, I'm the
forbidden.
Babysitter.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. But I would just make it a little more authentic. So,
yeah, you're saying like that's first idea shit.
Yeah.
Stepbrother, it's nanny, like, housekeeper.
Right.
You want to be like, oh, I dated your sister's... best friend or something a little bit more real.
I guess, and like sort of like, okay, fine, like, but I'm only going to give you a hand job. And then like that escalates to the point where like, oh my God, just fuck me finally. And you know, it sort of like teases it out.
Oh, fuck me finally would be a good name for the series.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah.
Fuck, like somebody you always wanted to fuck. And like you, I feel like the coolest thing about porn is like, you always know that it's just going to be like, they're just going to fuck so quickly.
Yeah.
And then some people are into things like, JOE, like jerk off encouragement, or jerk off instruction. And then some people are into like hand jobs. So there's like definitely a market for people that don't go all the way, like, mm-hmm. or just blowjob porn.
Right.
But I think it'd be kind of cool because you could appeal to everybody, right?
Oh.
If you're doing the like first third of the video is just JOY. It's like just.
You can find some really, joy in that. JOY. Right. Joy.
It's just interest. It's just like. You know, it's not actually penetration or whatever. It's just the encouragement, the information. Then followed like, all right, we're hooking up a little bit, but like we can't go all the way. And then the last is like, we're gonna go all the way. Fuck me finally. That's what it should be. You're 100% right. Fuck me finally, porn.
Two things. One, I like that you're worried about like extra. You're using your like movie writer brain.
The first, yeah. Second, and third act.
Yeah. Have you read Save the Twat? And then secondly, what about some videos, since you're going to do this a recurring thing, some videos they actually decide not to, so that when they do, it's extra exciting.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
For 3 weeks in a row,
I guess,
like,
I'd be
no,
pretty
no,
mad if I was paying for a site where like three times in a row they didn't fuck.
Well, it's a roulette spin. You don't know if it's going to happen. That way, when it does happen, it's extra exciting. A lot like life.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Thoughts?
Yeah, if I wanted to do it, I'd really have to get my tattoos removed. That's like my identifying mark.
You want to be in it.
Of course.
And you think you could be hidden if you just got your tattoos removed?
I think so.
Can you direct your own, like, can you be a Woody Allen, an auteur where you're directing yourself in the
For
actual
sure,
porn?
Yeah, the guy at Amateur Allure does it. Preston Parker did it with Bang Bros.
he's holding the camera, too.
Yeah.
He's the DP. Of DPs.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
So you'd want to be in the porn that you're directing.
I think it's only fair.
This is, just imagine you sitting on a chair looking glum, like, this is fine, but this is so fucking unfair, actually. This is all my this is all my idea. This guy gets fucked because of me, basically.
I got you freaking laid and paid.
Meanwhile, I'm just getting one of the two. That's not right.
It's not fair.
That's not good.
It's not Gucci at all.
All right. We have one more normal question, but we'll take a break first and come back, and then we'll discuss. Sounds good?
Okay.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias,
Babbel. Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going
to
get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled BABBEL.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled SHAN.
You are illiterate L-N. In English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, BABBEL.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
We're back, bitches.
Hey. What? Hey, that's not a nice thing to call our listeners.
I was kidding, dude.
I know, but cool it.
Cool it
with
the...
It's a funny joke, but enough.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks. We're still coming to Duke University. Monday, March 30th.
Yeah, Coach K.
This is our show.
Coach Kevshevsky.
Chris Zawski.
Is going to be there.
He's not.
Okay.
But it's a live podcast. So if you like podcasts and you go to Duke University, it's perfect.
Yeah.
If you like our podcast and go to a nearby university.
NC State, UNC. If you just live in Raleigh, Durham. If you live in the information or the research triangle.
Yeah. Even like if, let's go as far as UNC Greensboro or Wilmington. I'd even go so far as to say UVA or West Virginia.
I would go so far as to say UConn.
Really?
UMass.
Texas Tech. Absolutely. Florida A&M.
There's no reason.
Miami of Ohio.
That Jim Boeheim shouldn't be there.
There's so many reasons he shouldn't. All right. You want to get to the last question?
Let's do it.
All right, this one is less of a sitcom-y question, but more of a real deal. He's drunk when he wrote it, so do you have a name of a drunken person on Seinfeld? Newman.
Yeah, that's what I... Putty.
Putty, right? Wasted. Dear Jake and Amir, have you ever had a drunk question? I'm sure you have. Okay, long-time listener, first time. Do you guys prefer having a date, or do you prefer a natural chat for a bit, start to like each other, start dating mutually? I've never had a date, and people say I'm missing out. Is that right? Also, I'm going to miss Amir and Jake for when it ends. It also works the other way around, from whatever name you picked for me.
Okay. Just a nice question. Should I have a date is what he's asking.
Do you guys prefer having a date, or do you prefer a natural chat for a bit, start to like each other, and start dating mutually?
Which this is definitely not an urgent question.
He's not phrasing the two options right. Do you guys prefer a date or to start dating mutually? I think I prefer a date and then to start dating mutually. I think what he's the source, the issue, the main question here is like, do you want to get set up on like, oh, I'm going to meet this person one-on-one for a drink, right, or an afternoon tea?
To go on a date, or is it like, oh, I like it when group hangs turn into a flirtation, turn into a thing, turn into
a whatever. Let's keep hanging out with groups and then we'll eventually hang out solo.
And to that, I think you and I would say... Why not do both? There's room.
But what do you prefer?
Both. I wouldn't want either or. I love... Dating is really fun. Dating's an enjoyable thing.
The one-on-one. But don't you prefer... Which one don't you prefer the other way? The group hang? Meet me out with my boys. You said like you'd love if the Rosenberg twins were on all of your dates.
Right. Well, my dream is... the coordinate,
which is
you get a date.
Mm-hmm.
You tell your friend Dave Rosenberg to find a date for that same evening.
Oh.
Not usually hard, you know, like, oh, everybody's got like Tinder matches that they've been like,
you prefer double dates, triple dates,
right? But then you can't go to the same place to start. I'd say, oh, why don't you and I go to this bar? And then Dave goes wherever with his bar. And we know the second bar that we're going to meet up at.
Oh. And so, do you do that blindly behind the lady's back? Or
yes,
do you say...
Of course. So then you have one drink.
It's so surreptitious.
You're like, oh, do you want to check out this other bar? It's around the corner. It's also, like, I almost said we should go there. It's really fun. And then you go around the corner. And oh, shoot, there's my friend Dave. Hey, Dave, meet my date. And Dave's like, oh, I'm on a date. Then it's like... Seems fortuitous. Super fun. Everybody gets a drink together.
Oh, that's good. So then you're basically, it's like a little bit of deception, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, because you're only like conspiring to have a really fun time.
Right.
It's not like you're, cause, all right, Dave, and then we'll meet her out and steal her purse when she gets there.
Yeah, meet her out, dude.
Meet her out. Nice. You can eat her out or meet her out. I hope that whoever says that for the first time should be raising a gun to their head and about to pull the trigger. I just came up with a joke.
But there are some people who look legit. Like, I have some friends that are like, they'll date girls for a long time before they introduce them to their
friends.
Right,
to some people that's a big deal.
Yeah, and like you, and I guess I do too, is like, you might as well like start in a group hang, meet everybody, and then like start with a group, and then if it escalates, it becomes one-on-one time.
Right, then you
it's almost like the
off.
Inverse.
I like that too, but I mean, it is fun to go on a date.
Yeah.
I think it's not fun to like only date and like then you're not hanging out with your friends ever, but to say like every once in a while, oh, I got a date, I'm going to take somebody out to drinks, and then I would just probably be quick to be like, and come out with all my friends, because I like... Because that's what I'm most passionate about.
Yeah, and that's when you look the best.
Right. I like hanging out with my friends so much that if I went... Like, I would never go on a date on a Friday or a Saturday.
That's too important.
I would do a Wednesday. A Wednesday drinks, and then if it's great, say, oh, me and my friends are doing this big thing on Friday, you should come.
Oh, so like this is like the preseason almost. It's almost like the round of 32. You don't want to invite her straight to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, dude. Coach K.
You gotta earn it.
See you at the show, brother. You'll be there, brother, won't you? my dude, Coach Kaczynski.
There's no way Coach K doesn't dye his hair, right? I can't imagine him not dyeing his hair because there's a 65-year-old man doesn't have jet black hair with not a single gray. Wow. But also can't imagine him like over the sink being like, all right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Marsha, can you? It's starting to leak a little bit.
He doesn't have a single gray hair.
No, it's jet black. And he's like over 65 years old, I bet.
That is weird.
Dude doesn't
age. We'll ask him about it at the show.
Well, that'll be the first question for him.
He's a Mario Lopez of himself.
He truly is an ageless wonder. Did you hear about the Tinder thing? They're starting to charge.
Yeah. And fuck that noise.
They're charging. Not only the charging, they're charging a pretty solid amount, and also different if you're over 30 or under 30.
Ageist?
Yeah. It's like, if you're over 30, it prompted me to pay $20 a month. And I was like, $20? I don't even know what I do pay $20 a month for. That's like...
it's so much money.
Yeah, that's more than Netflix. It's more than Hulu.
Three times Netflix.
Yeah, it's like 5 magazine subscriptions.
Yeah, it's like HBO.
So what's the alternative? There hasn't been like one big one. I guess Hinge is starting to pop up.
Yeah, Hinge's functionality is just really dumb. They like try to do too much.
What?
And I really...
oh, wait, hold on. There's an ice cream truck. Hmm. It's nice.
Hmm. I like that. Just run out to the street and get hit.
There should just be a Tinder for normal people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The league.
Yeah.
The league is free, isn't it?
I don't know.
You can get into the league.
I can't get into the league. I don't have a LinkedIn. What were you saying about Hinge's functionality?
Oh, I don't love it. It's just like not as... I haven't used it in a while, but it used to just be like not as good as Tinder. The pictures were at worse quality. And then also, Hinge does this thing where they like send you your stats. Oh. And like, I know that Tinder has the same amount of information because it's just from Facebook.
But they don't send it to you.
They don't flaunt it. Like, there was one time that I didn't message a girl, so Hinge emailed me and CC'd her.
Oh.
Like, put us both on the same email. Like, hey, you guys matched on Hinge. You guys both like hiking. Jessica works at this place and grew up, and then it's like, Jake went to Hampden Hall High School. Like, yo, chill.
Chill, Hinge.
What the fuck are you doing? You're telling her where I went to school and that I like my sister's music. And you're telling me where she works.
He's like a really passionate, what's it called? Person that puts people to matchmaker.
Yeah.
It's like, you already made the match. Let us deal with it at this point. Like,
we'll do it from here. And how about you don't just like announce things that you think you know about me?
I'm sorry, Hinge, but you haven't fucking been there from the beginning.
Hinge is like, yo, hey, check this out. Meet Jake. He went to this high school. Like, that matters to anybody.
It's like, Hinge, chill out. I can talk for myself. You're not bragging.
Tell you what, if I want to tell her about myself, I'll tell her something that I feel represents me in a positive way.
Well, yeah, Hinge is like a drunk guy at a party. He's like, hey, you should talk to Jake. He went to Hampden. And the girl's like, all right, I don't know why. And he's like, sorry, that's my... weird older brother Hinge.
That actually would have been a really fun response to that email.
What?
Sorry, Hinge is being a little aggressive. Let me tell you about myself.
And then Tinder's like a better matchmaker, but he's just constantly asking you for cash.
Yeah.
See, this is why we should still be working at College Humor. We can come up with viral videos like this.
That's true.
Dating apps at a party.
Let's ask for our old jobs back. We're lonely.
We're lonely and scared. All right. That's it. We gave this guy advice, I think.
Yeah. Sort of like a mix of both things that you're asking.
Yeah. You can do a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Mm-hmm. The Venn diagram overlaps.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's our time. Thanks to everybody for listening on this bonus Thursday. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions or your own thumbnail submissions, please... the email address for everything about our podcast is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was from Becky and Ben from Australia. Nailed it. And this last one is from somebody named Roland. So thanks, Becky and Ben and Roland.
Ta-da.
We'll be back on Monday.
Yes! Where's my snare? I can't hear my snare. Ah, there it is. Good. Okay, Jake and Amir intro, part 1. Here we go.
Hold up, everybody knows that it's time to listen up to these two cool bros. One's a diva, the other's the pinch. If you're asking for an answer while they're giving, it's a cinch. Adultery, hygiene, Tinder, and love. In a list of what they covered, they tick all of the above. So sit back, listen, turn it off if you're Jake's mom. Ask if I will use the show at gmail.com.
Cause it's nice to have a pal, or if not, someone to help you out. And if I were you, the show is gonna get you on the road.
Yes, ladies, is your man a little bitch? Is your pussy red and clammy? Does it need a little itch? No need to ask a friend to lend an ear. It's easier to email into Jake and Amir. Fellas, now we're not forgetting you. Does your dick look like a meatloaf? Is there bleeding in your poo? Well, now don't just show it to the nurse. Email Jake and Amir and take their advice first. Cause, they know what they're talking about. Believe me. Okay.